Hello, my name is Akeem Brown, and this is Akeem's Dream Show. You may be wondering what the hell this podcast is about, and I'm still trying to figure it out. But all I know is when I got a lot of ideas in my 20s, I wrote them down. And in every episode, I'm going to try to unpack one of these ideas and theories, as well as interview people I find really fascinating. Ideas about the end of sobriety, suborbital travel, NFTs, salt and pepper, and really anything else that I find that tickles my fancy. So strap in for a fun ride, and I hope you learn something new. Let's take it up a notch. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Akeem's Dream Show. And today we're going to be talking about Starbucks effect. And no, we're not talking about pumpkin spice lattes, baby. We're not talking about caramel macchiatos. We're talking about third space theory, the Starbucks effect. How the third space is going to really transform society. And it's based on this Starbucks phenomenon. You see, Starbucks started as a cafe. And it was built off the European-Italian model of cafes, which is you go to a place to hang out, to chill. Kind of like in The Sopranos, when Fat Tony and his associates, The Sopranos, they go to the cafe and they discuss the local business and difficult situations, right? Hey, what are we doing about this garbage disposal? What are we going to do then, you know? Tony, let's just sip on this cafe, you know? Let's not have to worry about work right now. It's a third space, right? The third space theory essentially is this. You have a place where you work. You have a place where you play or you do home stuff or chores and stuff. And then you have a third place. And it's not necessarily recreation. It's just a place where you have complete autonomy to do whatever it is you want to do without constraints or responsibilities, I guess. So third space theory suggests that every person is a hybrid of their unique set of affinities. So whatever it is, your identity is kind of centered around the factors that influence the things that make up who you are, all the variables that make up who you are. You're kind of a hybrid and a magulation of all these different subsets. And whatever area of your life or whatever environment, and that's why Starbucks is kind of associated with this, is because a lot of people went to Starbucks just to hang out and truly be who they were. And lately that's been people on their phones. But if you went into a Starbucks, I don't know, even recently, you'll notice that people are just in there working on what they truly want to work on in the middle of the day. And it's where all the intersectionalities, I hate that word, it's where all the synchronicities or areas of their life kind of intersect. They have a coffee and they can work on their projects. They can go and scroll social media. They can kind of watch sports or the news or whatever it is. And they all intersect there and they can kind of be there. And they feel like they're being productive or they feel like they're doing something unique with their time. So third space is a space and it's where all these hybrid identifications are possible. Not that they're not possible at work, not that they're not possible at home, but they're uniquely possible in these third spaces. So I believe that the third space will take up a bigger area in society in the next 5-10 years because people, the idea of home and the idea of work are being kind of squished together. They're no longer so black and white. Everything's becoming gray. People are working where they're playing, where they're doing whatever. So they're becoming everything's becoming a hybrid space. A pub used to be a place where you had a beer. Now it's a place where people do shit on their laptop. A workplace used to be a place where you'd go and work. Now it's a place where people go and play video games. The home used to be a place where you played with your kids. Now it's a place where you do office work and look at contracts. Everything is coming together. Everything is synchronously coming together. Everything is a fucking Jackson Pollock painting. Everything is kind of all on the same canvas. It's coming together all at the same time. This is third space. The whole world is becoming a third space. There's no compartmentalizing anymore. Everything is coming together. It's like the American, Americanization. The whole world is becoming globalized. The whole world is becoming a mishmash, an interstate of ideas, cultures, and people. And there's no longer this segmentation of society. And I think that people, whether it be businesses, families, people who build and design buildings, especially designers. This is really about designers this episode, because if you're designing anything, whether it be a website or a space or a rec center or a restaurant or a cafe, you need to be aware of this theory. Because if you're just designing it for one thing, you'll really succeed or you're going to fail. Because people want to be able to crash with your space in the digital world or otherwise without giving up part of who they are. Because the third space is, like I said, an amalgamation of who all the things they are. So, yeah, like in today's globalized world, cultures, they're blending. It presents new challenges. But I heard this quote one time, challenges and problems are just opportunities with work clothes on. So if you're a designer out there and you're thinking about, hey, how do I make my space a third space? You just need to think about all the factors, all the variables that could be changing it and that could be happening to it. And then kind of see how you can kind of fit them in. It doesn't mean that you have to be inclusive to a fault, because I've seen that too, where it's like, we are for everyone, da 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 da. And I mean, there is some kind of fallacy in that, where if like you try to market to everyone, you'll get to nobody, right? There's something to be said for finding your niche. But at the same time, when it comes to the individual level, you need to figure out all of what you are and then figure out the spaces that kind of allow for that to foster. God, I'm talking, I feel like a politician. I feel like I'm saying a lot, but I'm saying nothing right now.
A lot of double speak, buddy.
That is kind of the world of third space. And as a person who works in construction, works in development, works in building spaces for people who they interact with, this is something I'm very aware of, because I don't want to develop buildings or work on projects that people don't feel like they can do anything, any part of their life in. Because a lot of places are like, oh, I can only take my family there, or I can only take my work there, where I can only take my side chick there. No. You could do anything you want there, right? So this is interesting, and this is an interesting concept that's kind of like just very new. But the idea of the hybrid, right? The idea of a person who has different aspects of himself, finding a place where you can bring them all together. That's how beautiful art is made. It's when two unassociated things kind of clash. And you'd think that they're unrelated, but they kind of really are related. Like, it could be a ballerina dancer with a heavy metal rock singer. Do you know what I mean? What do they have in common? Well, let's find out. And that's what the third space is all about.
I think part of it has to do with convenience as well, as customers. Rather, if you can just go to Starbucks and get your coffee, or they have outlets for you to charge up your things, you can, like you said, work on the laptop and work on the computer for your projects. I'd say if there's a strip mall and there's a yoga center there and there's a daycare right next door, you know, there's a place where, you know, a family can go drop off their kids, usually a mom go drop off their kids and then go do yoga next door, kind of thing. So anything that adds convenience will always draw more people than something that's a little more inconvenient, I think.
Exactly.
It taps in on our customer nature.
Exactly.
Anything that makes our lives easier.
Yeah, convenience is huge. The way to think about third space is to think about borders, think about lines, think about dividers, and look at them as zones or areas of opportunity, right? These are the places where we meet at the borderline. And I'm not going to confuse you anymore. With that being said, I'll see you between the lines, baby. Peace.